Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 7, 2022, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Well, we made it to 2022. I hope life is settling into whatever our new normal is for everyone. We're not bowling tonight, January 7. We had a few people who have been exposed to COVID and they didn't want to risk spreading it. Others sick with other things or out for other reasons and just thought it would be best to take the week off. We're off next week for the nine pin, no tap, and Scotch Doubles Tournament in Greensboro. And we will resume in Raleigh on January 21. Remember, if you know you're going to be out a week, please let Sharon know by leaving her a voicemail so that she can try to find you a sub. Also, if you know you can sub next week, please be sure to leave her a voicemail and let her know, preferably as soon as possible. The number for messages is the Outlaw line at 919-755-0700 after 8 o'clock a.m. If you are a sub, you'll get a call on Thursday to confirm that you do have a spot. And the schedule for January. Bowling will be on January 21 and 28. The nine-pin tournament in Greensboro, January 15. There's a board meeting, the regular January meeting of the Raleigh Board of Outlaws, Raleigh Outlaw Board of Directors, will be next Wednesday evening, January the 12th. It'll be via a conference call at 7:30 p.m. The call-in number is 712-451-0989, and the access code is 936-964. And the pound sign. Board meeting. That's what we just talked about. But next up, we will bowl in the nine-pin no-tap and Scotch Doubles Tournament on January 15 at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. We begin at 10 a.m., and the entry fee is $35. We will collect entry fees and our normal $20 for transportation when we get ready to leave Raleigh. Departure is from the J.C. Park at 7 a.m. with our usual breakfast stop in Burlington. If you want to participate, be sure to let either Ginger or Sharon know by Monday so that we can send in our list of names to Terrell and so that we can make sure we have transportation available. The Guilford County Industries of the Blind Lions Club is having a fundraiser bowling tournament on Saturday, February 26. It will be held at Triad Lanes at 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. The entry fee is $40 per person, and if you want a t-shirt, they are $20. Registration starts at 9 o'clock and bowling starts at 10 o'clock. Make your check and or money order out to Guilford County IOB Lions Club. You can cash app to $ Guilford Lions. If you prefer to mail the entry, the mailing address is Guilford County IOB Lions Club, 2941 Battleground Avenue, Unit 39822, Greensboro, North Carolina 27438. As this is not a normally scheduled tournament, we won't have league transportation available. But those who want to participate could consider taking the train to Greensboro. Candy and nuts. ABBA has an online candy store for ordering the same Terry Lynn nuts and candy that we have enjoyed for years from the Raleigh Lioness Club. Go to http://AmericanBlindBowling.TerryLynn, that's TerryLynn.com. And place your order. ABBA makes money and your order comes straight to your door. Remember that holiday baking and snacking is coming. Actually, it's gone by, but there's more coming up. And these are quality nuts and candy that you can be glad to share. Although this is a short edition of the news and notes, there are recipes that will bowl you over, and they're from the Chuck Wagon Gang. First one up is banana French toast roll-ups. The ingredients that you need are 10 slices of sandwich bread, 3 bananas sliced thinly. Don't know why you couldn't use other fruit instead, it says here. 3 to 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 2 eggs, 3 tablespoons of milk, 1/3 cup of sugar, and 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, plus powdered sugar. The instructions: heat on a nonstick pan over medium heat and melt about 1 to 1.5 tablespoons of butter. Add sliced banana and 1 tablespoon of sugar and saute until golden. In a bowl, combine remaining sugar with cinnamon and set aside. In another bowl, beat eggs with milk and set aside. Remove the bread crust and flatten the slices with a rolling pin. Spread out about 1 to 2 teaspoons of the banana mixture along with 1 there's something missing here. Okay, well, no, along with 1 edge of the bread. Sorry, let me repeat that, please. Spread about 1 to 2 teaspoons of banana mixture along 1 edge of the bread. Brush the other side with the egg prepared wash. Gently but tightly roll up the bread around the banana mixture and seal to make a roll. Continue with the remaining bread. Melt about 1 tablespoon of butter in a pan. Coat the rolls in the egg mixture and place seam side down. Cook 3 to 4 rolls at a time. When browned, turn a quarter of a turn and continue until all sides are cooked and browned nicely. Clean the pan slightly with a paper towel and repeat this process until all the rolls are cooked. Roll into the sugar cinnamon mixture and dust with powdered sugar and serve warm. Here's something that's going to be kind of good for these chilly days of winter: creamy crock pot chicken noodle soup. The ingredients: 2 cans of cream of chicken soup, 2 cans of chicken broth, 15 ounces each, 1 stick of butter or margarine, 1 pound of chicken breasts, a fresh or frozen, 1 package of frozen egg noodles, 24 ounces. Your instructions are as follows. In the crock pot, put a chicken on the bottom. Pour the chicken broth and the soup on the top. Then top that with the stick of butter. Put the crock pot on low for 6 to 7 hours. Take the chicken out and shred it. Put the chicken back in the crock pot after it's been shredded. Add the frozen noodles and cook for 2 more hours. You should stir it every 30 minutes until it's done. Ooh, does that sound nice? As does the next one, ham and potato corn chowder. The ingredients are 2 cups of ham broth or chicken broth, 2 cups of milk / heavy cream, 2 cups of diced ham, 1 cup of corn, 1 diced onion, 2 diced carrots, 2 diced stalks of celery, 2 chopped cloves of garlic, 1/4 cup of flour / rice flour, for gluten-free that is, 1.5 pounds of diced potatoes, 3 tablespoons of oil / butter, 1 teaspoon of chopped thyme, and salt and pepper to taste. And with all of that together, heat the oil over a medium heat in a large saucepan. Add the diced onions, diced carrots, and diced celery, and then cook for around 10 minutes until things are tender. Mix in the garlic, the chopped thyme, and the flour or rice flour, and simmer for around 3 minutes until the flour is lightly browned. Stir in the broth gently, then add the milk and diced potatoes and bring it to a boil. Reduce the heat and simmer for around 12 to 15 minutes until the potatoes are tender. Add the corn and the ham and cook for 10 more minutes until heated, and then you can season it with salt and black pepper according to your taste. Now that'll put some warmth back into your bodies as you face the cold weather. Folks, you've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.